Welcome to a live preaching message from the Manhattan branch of Lycos International Church in New York City, where the Word of God is imparted clearly, practically, and comprehensively for present-day living. Our aim is to provide a solid foundation of Bible-based instruction to our church members to equip them to preach and teach the gospel wherever they might be. Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are about to do. We thank you that, Lord, you who have started a good work in us, Lord, you are faithful to bring it to completion in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, Lord, we ask for your Holy Spirit to reign upon us and set us free from every entity. Anything, my God, that will resist us from hearing from you, Father, we rebuke that spirit now in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens be open unto us, and let there be a liberty among us, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. May we serve you freely, Holy Spirit. May we serve you with all our minds and our soul and our body, Holy Spirit. And we ask that, Lord, our feet will be shed in the blood of Jesus, that the blood will speak on our behalf. The blood will heal us. The blood will strengthen us. The blood, Holy Spirit, will restore unto us what the enemy has stolen. See, this morning, we call you Abba, Father, for you have sustained us. I give myself to you. I empty myself. Father, give me the grace not to speak my words, but let your word of God flow from me to these precious ones whom you have given us, Holy Spirit, that, Lord, we will not leave this place the same, but there shall be signs and wonders, my God, through your name, Jesus Christ, the name that is above every other name. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to take all the glory and let your will be done this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Before we start the service, there's somebody, and it's my prayer that our lives will never be the same. Through the word of God, may you receive your healing in the name of Jesus. I said, through this word of God, may we receive your healing. If there's something that enemy has stolen from you, may it reverse back to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Luke 19. Epi Anita, thank you very much. Last week I heard Epi Anita preach powerfully. The whole place was shaking. Hallelujah. What many of you don't know, that she's very knowledgeable, very intelligent, very spiritual. Even though she liked to run away, she had the anointing in her to teach and to preach. So I believe we have to let her preach more and let the heavens hear from her. Hallelujah. Bring the anointing down to us, LP Anita. Thank you so much for availing yourself and teaching us to know the word of God. Amen. Luke 19. Church, it's a very short message, and I want you to pay attention to what is coming, and I believe our lives will never be the same. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Jesus is passing through. I said, Jesus is passing through. Jesus is passing through. He's passing through because of you. Hallelujah. He's passing through because of your health. Hallelujah. He's passing through because you don't have what you need, and he's here to give it unto you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Verse 2. And the Bible said, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. The publicans, it means the man over there was a tax collector. Hallelujah. And we all know that everyone here doesn't like people who take taxes from us. How many of you like people who take taxes from you? How many of you? We don't. Because it looks like they are taking your money. And the money that they are taking, you feel like it's too much. And they are using them for themselves. As they are giving some to use for the country, trying to fix the roads and do all other things, they are still pocketing some. It's because of that, we don't like them. Hallelujah. So nobody liked this man called Zacchaeus. Today, may Zacchaeus come out from you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Verse 3. And the Bible said that, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was. He sought to see Jesus. I pray that you will sought to see Jesus Christ. I said you will sought to see Jesus. You will not sought to see to look for money. You will not sought to look for the husband or the wife. You will not sought to see to look for any other thing, but you will sought Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when you find Jesus, he will give you everything. According to the book of Matthew, the Bible said that seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything shall be what? Added unto you. So it is very important. It's an essential for us to see Christ. Church, anointing draw you to the things that you need. It is the anointing that makes difference in our lives. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And he said he sought to see Jesus, who he was. Perhaps people have been giving names to Jesus. Perhaps people have been calling him all sorts of names. Some say he is Christ. Some say he is a Messiah. Some say he is an adulteress because they saw him with another woman and they said that Jesus was cheating. The woman at the well, somebody said that that's Jesus' girlfriend. So people were saying all sorts of things. But out of curiosity, Zacchaeus wanted to know who this man is. As they have spoken about him, giving him all sorts of names. Today I pray that, my God, in the name of Jesus, you will know Christ for yourself. And you will go deeper and deeper and do a lot of research and find out who Christ is to us. It's a good place to put your hands together. Many of us do not know Christ, even though we call ourselves Christians, but we don't know who Christ is. Because if we do know Christ very well, we know that he's the ultimate for us to go to. When things are not going well, we will go into our chambers and be on our knees, knowing that when we call upon his name, that the Bible said at the mention of that name, every knee shall bow. So whatever need that you are going through, by crying out the name of Jesus, when you know him, the Lord will resolve your problem for you. So today it is my prayer that you will search to know Jesus Christ as Zacchaeus did. You will look. Now, I want you to open up your mind in this institution where we are, or in this era where we are today. This church is started by a great man of God, and this man has ministered to the point wherever he goes, people come from afar to look for him, because he has become anointed and he is doing signs and wonders through the word of Jesus Christ, not by might, not by power, but it is by the Spirit. The man is going around winning souls for Christ, and many people are looking forward to see him. So whenever, the same as Jesus Christ, when Jesus, everything that he was doing, if you read the previous scripture, that was 18. There was a man who was blind, that he also heard that Jesus was coming from Jerusalem, passing through Jericho. This man went to Jesus Christ and said, Son of David, he heard the noise. He heard commotions going on. And he said, what is going on here, Lady Pastor Anita? And they told him, there's a man called Jesus Christ passing through. Then he said, that Jesus who has done many wonders. And he said, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. And the people began to shut him off because he was blind. Perhaps your life is not pleasing to people. Perhaps you have some issue that nobody wants to hear. But church, don't give up. Keep crying to Jesus. Keep calling out the name of Jesus. Keep pressing on. Keep seeking the face of the Lord. And he will hear your voice as he heard the voice of the blind man Bartimaeus. Because blind man was crying. He was screaming. Then he was calling out Jesus, knowing his situation. No matter what situation you are in, there is nothing that is too difficult for God. And I know the Lord will hear your voice and the Lord will see you through. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today, anything that the enemy has used to blind you, my God, like it was done to blind man Bartimaeus, as you are calling out the name of the Lord, my God, receive your sight, sir, in the name of Jesus. I say, receive your sight, oh God. The blinds of your marriage, the blinds of your prosperity, the blinds of your health, I call out the name of the Lord. As the blind man Bartimaeus called out Jesus, that the Lord said, because you have called me,
me. Today, may you receive your sight. Somebody, receive your sight in your marriage. Receive your sight in your health. Receive your sight in your education. Whatever that has blinded you, may you receive your sight in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible said that he could not for press. The press here is not the media. The press is the crowd. The number of people. My God. The number of people. Because this man wanted to see. Bible said that because he was little of what? Stature. The man was short. May the Lord have mercy on some of us that are short. Where is Jonas? You are anointed. Uncle Oti and Shelley, you are all anointed. Hallelujah. Some of us, we are short. So Bible calls us little stature. So when there are a lot of press, we cannot see. But there's something great about us. I said there's something great about short people. We have stability in the name of Jesus. And Zacchaeus has stability. He has the capacity. He has the strength. Unlike the tall people, as you are claiming amen and all that, your knees are weak. You don't have stability. You don't have gravity. But some of us that are short, by the grace of God, we have gravity. We have stability. And when even a time for us to fall, we don't fall because we are closer to the ground. Mama May, you are closer to the ground and you have stability. Absolutely nothing can cause you to fall in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God. The Bible said that Zacchaeus was a little of stature. Because the press was so many, the crowd. Verse 4. And he ran before. Short people can run. I said short people can run. Hallelujah. He ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. Ah, somebody, may you today, the Lord give you the capacity to run and see your Jesus and receive your breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God. It doesn't matter how many people, my God, the eyes of the Lord will find you in the name of Jesus. Then the Bible said that for he was to pass that way. May God give you eyes to know where your destiny helper will be in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, may the Lord carry you to your destiny helper. My God, somebody position yourself well in a good place to receive your destiny helper. Because that what the enemy can do is that he can also usher you to a wrong place. But because Zacchaeus decided, because he desired also to know who this man is, as he had heard some works that he has done, signs and wonders, praying for people to receive. This man was so rich that he didn't even need to do this. But he climbed. He could have asked people to carry him. He could have asked people to, or he could have probably gone into one of the hotels where Jesus was passing through and be on the top and still see it because of his height. But the Bible says that he ran and he climbed the tree, knowing where Jesus Christ will be passing. May you know where your destiny helper will be passed. I said, may you know where. It is very important to know where your destiny helper will be in the name of Jesus. Church, as Zacchaeus desired to see Jesus Christ as great as he is, so shall we also desire to see who the Lord has given us as a prophet. Prophet Doug is passing through. Look, I tell you something about this man that many of us, anytime we talk, we don't know. Let me tell you. He has a gift. He has a gift. And I pray that God will open our eyes, especially the children. Familiarity sometimes can derail us from knowing the gift that God has given to us. So sometimes, because we have seen him many times, and because we do flow a lot, and we see him on TV all the time, we may not know what he carries. But I tell you, he has been to almost everywhere in this world. Everywhere. He travels a lot. And everywhere he go, Everywhere he goes, at the airport, people are crowded waiting as if a president with a motorcade following, making a way for him. He's going through like a president. There is something unique about him. And I tell you, Satan's idea is to blind us not to see that anointing so that we, the children, will not benefit from the gift that God has placed in him. It is that reason that when we hear that he's coming, we are not moved. But in anywhere, those who are not part of this denomination, they are moved by what they have heard. So they want to go there like Zacchaeus. He didn't know Jesus Christ. He was not part of it. And he has heard of him before, but his mind was that, what is about him? But after he heard so much and experienced a lot, the same as the blind man Bartimaeus, the disciples were with Jesus Christ. And Jesus was going. And as they were going, blind man Bartimaeus heard it and he says that, who is that? When they mentioned Jesus, he called out the name Jesus. And the disciples were trying to shut him off, because they are too familiar with Jesus. They know that this guy, as for him there, he says, if I get opportunity to speak to this prophet, to speak to this pastor, perhaps I will receive my sight. And that privilege came because he cried out. Church, let's cry out to register and go and see this man. Perhaps, I remember when we used to go to Sandy Cove, when Bishop is coming to preach, to have camp meetings. Those days, we go and spend 3-4 days. And yet, we will travel the same Maryland. We will convoy. I remember Auntie Josephine used to have Mountaineer. Is that the car called? There's a car called Mountaineer, right? What's it? Montana.
Montero.
She used to have that truck. And we have small cars. This lady, you see, she likes to speed. Hey! One time I was chasing her before I realized that she was gone. And she got ticket. I think that... because I passed. when I passed, I said, ah, is that not police? Whee! I said, Otria, you think you have the leg to push? Hallelujah. But through it all, she pressed on and she came to the camp. And she was blessed. And I have been the same way with those camps. We convoy ourselves and we drive from New York to Maryland. And we were always looking forward to it. And those days when we hear prophet is coming, then he wasn't even the prophet. We used to call him Bishop Dag. Today, this man is a prophet. The gift has been given to him. Church, let's desire to go. It's only one day. One day, in fact, last night, I was thinking about the church that maybe we can rent a van. We can rent a van, and as many as you can, by 3 o'clock, we will set off. 7 or 8 o'clock, we will be in Maryland. After the meeting, Bishop has to finish the meeting before 4. We were told it's not going to be. And the good part is that he's going to meet every denomination. Now we have only three denominations, correct? Or constituencies. Three of them. Denominations. We have three. So it's not going to be that. But what I want you to see is that everywhere they are coming, Manhattan, our number is not encouraging. Please, let's desire to register. If you are here and $20 is difficult to register, come and see me, please. I say, come and see me. I'll do it for you. Come on. We are rich people in the church. What is $20? We will register you and we will drive you there. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Come and I will do it for you. I just want you to tap the anointing and see what the Lord has for you. I remember in Maryland, when we used to go together, we used to have single mingles. And those through that, some of the pastors I know today, that's where they met their wives. That's where they met their husbands. So perhaps something that is going on in your body. I've seen many people testifying on the stage in crusades. Tumors are disappearing, blind seeing, the deaf are hearing. My God, people who cannot speak, they are speaking. People who cannot even move their hands move straight and they stretch it up. They show pictures. There's something about this man. Church, I am telling you, if it's the desire that you have in you to travel by sacrificing, my God, your life will never be the same. A And in the book of Samuel, the Bible said that obedience is better than sacrifice. As you have obeyed, I know it's difficult. I know you may not get time from work. I know it's going to be a challenge. But there's nothing wrong with you asking if you desire. It is that feeling, that faith that will bring you to where God wants you to be. That man who was sitting there was suffering. He couldn't see. He was suffering. He was struggling. But yet he called out Jesus several times, not once. And by so, the result was that his sight were open. Hallelujah. Let's endeavor to register and let's go and see on June 6th. Only one day meeting. When we finish, we'll come back. And we will buy you lunch. We will eat on our way. We will stop at every rest stop and we eat and come. By the time you come back, you become like naughty professor. We will feed you. You too, you will mellow. Hallelujah. I said, can you imagine going for meeting, receiving the anointing, and then being fed also? My God. What a blessing. So church, let's endeavor to do this to glorify the name of the Lord, and it shall be well. Right after the church, Lady Pasanita, myself, anyone, Veronica, Sandra, we are here to help. We can do live registration, and you will be free to come, and we will make a way for you to be there in Jesus' mighty name. Church, I'm not saying this because I want you to just go and see, but it's a spiritual thing. The Bible said that, and Jesus Christ was passing through Jericho. He was just passing through. It wasn't part of his schedule to go to Jericho. But because he passed through, Zacchaeus met Jesus Christ on the way. Zacchaeus decided to go. He made that decision. He desired to go and see this man who he is. If we desire to go and see who this great man is, my God. Pastor, but he's not Jesus. But Jesus is not here today. But he's using the vessels. He says, in him you will do signs and wonders. In him. So God himself will use a vessel. And one of the greatest vessels he has given to us is Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. And church, I tell you, no matter what you are going through, by your faith, I believe you will receive your breakthrough. I said you will receive your breakthrough. Please take me back to my verse. Verse 4. And he ran. Verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, church, hear this. This is what's going to happen to us when we have an encounter. This is exactly what is going to happen. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. And he said unto him, Zacchaeus, how did Jesus know this man's name? How? Perhaps you are sitting here and you don't know that Jesus knows that your name is Kimberly. Perhaps you are sitting here and you don't know, but Jesus will call your name out today. May your name be called out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As the Lord called out Zacchaeus, so shall he call you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the Bible says that, make haste and come down. Make haste and come down. You know, today, we don't even get to see because our eyes are on the phones. So when people, our souls are there, we cannot see them. All our eyes are glued to our phones. So when we see souls, we cannot see. But today, the eyes of the Lord are on you, my God, in the name of Jesus. And the Lord is calling you out your name in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Your name, Princess, will be called out. Your name, Mama Victoria, will be called out. Your name, Michelle, will be called out. This is what Jesus Christ did unto you. And Bible said that the Lord told him, make haste to come down. One of the important things that you can do is that when you hear your name, how quickly you respond is the key to receive your breakthrough. This morning, I pray that when you hear your name, you will be quickly to respond. You will return right away. You will respond to that name and you will receive your breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Alabado sepela cabranda. May your heart be open, and may Jesus Christ make an abode with you. May he come and make an abode with you. May he live with you forever. May your heart be receptive to Christ. Bible said that if God be for you, who can be against you? When you open your heart for Christ to come to you, he make peace with you. He provide for you your heart desire. When he knows, Jesus knows everybody. There's a song that says, he knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear die for all the cries. And he hears me when I call. Oh Lord, he knows my name. He knows my name. I'm so glad. He knows my every thought. He sees my tears. He sees each tear that falls. And he hears me when. Perhaps you have been struggling for years. You've been praying for something that you need for years. Perhaps you think Christ has forgotten you. Perhaps you think he doesn't know you. But church, I come to testify to you that he knows your prayers. He knows your cries. He has heard you. If you have not seen the results today, it does not mean that it will not happen tomorrow. I tell you that as he pressed on and climbed the tree, so shall you also press on. The result will be positive in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. That chronic pain in your body, I challenge you this morning, somebody, believe in the name of the Lord and trust in his holy name and receive your breakthrough. Just continue to press on. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. The plan of the enemy is to shut you off, is to always press you down to the point that you said, Lord, do you really hear my cry? Do you really hear me when I pray? When I called you, do you hear me? You know, 3 days ago, I have a friend that we grew up together. His son plays for Crystal Palace. His son used to be in Arsenal, and he got transferred to Crystal Palace. So they were coming to New York because it was his birthday Friday, Edin Ketia. So the dad called me and said, hey, they're coming and they said they want to see you. So you can meet them at the airport and take them to the hotel and talk. So I had the privilege to pick up Sean and Eddie. And then on my way, my goodness, look, church, God is with us. I said, the Lord is with us. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. So long as we press on his name. It's not everything that is glitters in our life. These are not that perfect. You come and see us with nice clothes and things. There are other things that bothers us. But we know whom we serve. The Bible said that some believe in chariots. Others believe in horses. But as for me and my household, my God, my King, my Savior, we will believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. When I was coming, I reached on Merritt Parkway on Mamaroneck. There is a merging street that comes into the Merritt Parkway. I was worshiping, speaking in tongues. I showed Hannah this morning when we were coming. Worshiping, praising the name of the Lord. Out of nowhere, a young lady coming without looking. You're supposed to yield for the incoming traffic to go through. This is the lady. This is my car. So I swing. Imagine being on outer lane. There's other cars on the inner lane. And I saw this Cooper, a car called Cooper. The car was parallel with me. Somehow, when I swing, I didn't see that car. It was not there. By the grace of God, my car was alone. And it swung back. The car was like this and that and that. And the car came in the middle of the street. And I took a deep breath and I said, glory be to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is with us. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Let's continue to serve him. Let's continue to press on. This man pressed on to Jesus. And the Lord God Almighty set him free. Church, today, if you call out Jesus, your sins will be forgiven. Whatever that goes through your life, He will set you free. As he was done for Zacchaeus, so shall he be done unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, stand unto your feet. Uh-huh. I'm so glad he knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees my tears.
He sees his tears that falls. And he hears me when I call.
I have a father.
I have a father.
Are you singing this song?
He calls his own.
He'll never leave me. No matter where you go, he's with you. My God.
He knows my name.
Your name is Shelly, he knows. Your name is Brian, he knows. Your name is Agnes, he knows. The Lord knows your name in his palm, my God, in the name of Jesus. Bible said our names are written in his palms in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, this is his voice unto you, somebody. Carado.
And he hears me when.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Father, as we have heard your word, open our heart to be receptive. Father, let your word minister unto everyone that is here this afternoon. Father, set them free. Any entity, any burden. My God, like Zacchaeus. The Bible said that Zacchaeus said, if there is anything I mistakenly taken from the people, today, Lord, I give it back unto them in folds. My Lord, that was a total repentance. Father, today we come before you and say, Lord, if there is anything that we have done, my God, that does not please your sight, Father, we ask for forgiveness. We ask for cleansing. My God, Holy Spirit, that we will receive abundantly from you in the name of Jesus. That we will be free from all sickness and diseases. That we will be free from anything that the witchcrafts and the wizards, my God, have taken from us. My God, that we will receive the joy, my God, that pertains to our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Whether it be business, whether it be marriage, whether it be health, whether it be growth, whatever your finances, whatever you need that the enemy has stolen, my God, like Zacchaeus, may the Lord reverse it back to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you and we bless you with all eyes being open. When Zacchaeus heard Jesus Christ about everything publicly, he declared and confessed his sins and gave his life to Jesus Christ. And the Bible said that Zacchaeus was saved. Church, with all eyes being open, if you are here this afternoon and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, wherever you are, I want you to lift up your hands wherever you are. And I will say the word of prayer for you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are not ashamed of the gospel. Zacchaeus was, he was not ashamed, even though he was a little man. He was short. He had deformities. He had other things in him. But by the grace of God, by the grace of God, he publicly declared the name of Jesus and he was saved. If you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, this is the privilege. This is the opportunity for you. A life without Christ is a losing game. I said, a life without Christ is a losing game. Mala tole bredis kepanda. In the name of Jesus, my God, Father God Almighty, I pray for everyone that is here. As it was said to Zacchaeus, today salvation has come upon you. Church, receive the salvation of Christ upon your life. May you and your household be saved in Jesus' mighty name. May the blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks better than the blood of Abel, may that blood cover you. I said, may that blood cover you. May that blood protect you. May that blood preserve you. And may that blood cleanse you and set you free from every sickness and every disease. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Put your hands together for the Lord.
We hope you have been blessed. Come join us for any of our services. Contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Lycos Manhattan. That's Lycos, L-A-I-K-O-S, Manhattan. You can also email us at lci.newyork@gmail.com. Visit us on the web at www.lcimanhattan.com.